Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio again. And with me today is David Walker. And, you know, David, phenomenal career up to now and now leading the BASS. Well, up to now, up to today.
Okay.
Is that all right if we just said up to now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not in the future. We can't tell the future here, man. So we got
well,
up to now.
I'm trying to.
All right. Well, let's work through this here a little bit.
Okay.
Well, anyway, great career up to now and now leading the Angler of the Year points. You got to be really pleased with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, after the first tournament, they talked to me about Angler of the Year race, and I was like, yeah, you know, it's a little early to be talking about that. Now, after the second one, I'm leading. Now I want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're darn right. You think about that. I mean, there's so many great anglers out there, and, you know, you've had such a phenomenal career. I was kind of kidding you a little bit there, but you caught me real quick. And you know, you're a young guy yet, so, you know, you've got all this stuff to look forward to, and win Angler of the Year would really cap it off, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would, definitely. You know, I've been fishing 6 years now, full time, and the reason it took me that long before I ever started was I was waiting to win a tournament, and then I have enough money to go ahead and fish them full time. Well, I never did win one, so I just went ahead and quit, and I won Angler of the Year on FLW Tour that year. So that was my first year as being a full time fisherman, and boy, you know, that was what I'd won in order to keep me fishing. But still yet, I fished dozens and dozens of tournaments since then, still no win. And it's really bothering me. It's getting to me. But to win Angler of the Year, I mean, that is maybe not the best paying event to win, but when you win it, you know, as a fisherman, you know that you've probably won the hardest one that there is.
Well, there's no question, you know, and you got to be on the cornflakes box and all those great things that come along with that. But, you know, your career's been stellar. I mean, you know, you talk about not winning anything, but in reality, how many seconds have you had? You know, that's one of the things that you got to look at, too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of that, you know, close calls. But, you know, there's a lot of anglers out there that have as well. But I think that because they have a win or two, that kind of gets kind of lost in it. I fully expect to win. I just feel that maybe after I get that first one, then it'll be one after another. It really seems to be that way for many of the anglers. You know, even look at Takahiro or anybody that kind of get on a roll, you know, and Denny a couple years ago, the same thing. You know, you win one, it's just like, you know, and he had been really silent for quite a few years right up until that point. You know, he won the Classic, and then it seemed like it was a few years there where Denny didn't catch on any fish, then boy, he's just back on top on fire again. It really seems to fuel the fire, or so to speak, I guess, when you get a win. It builds your confidence to the point that where you believe you can win, and I think that really is what really keeps you up there. But I'm really looking forward to it, and I would love to win the Angler of the Year title.
Well, I know one thing about you is you're not controversial at all, but if you had an opportunity to be controversial, it would have been over the bush patch. You know, you took that thing in stride. You did everything you were supposed to do. You know, you went through the whole process and said, hey, I'm above that. I'm not going to mess with it. But now you look back after 2 years, and it may keep you out of the E50s. It may keep you out of some other things, but if you win Angler Year, it kind of goes away. But it was there 1 year, and then it was gone. And I know that, you know, you're not a guy that gets involved in controversies, but that's got to kind of play on you a little bit, too.
Yeah, it was, you know, at the time I thought it was just terrible, and, you know, and then after a little bit of thinking about it, it was like, you know, this is going to happen. Whether it had been the beer patch or whether it had been something else, if you're going to do this for a long time, throughout your years, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be things that happen that you wish wouldn't have happened, you know, even as far as losing a fish. And then there's things that are out of your control, and that was something that was out of my control. I didn't have any say-so in it. If I would have, you know, obviously, I'd have been either exempt from wearing it or would have wore it, but that ain't what happened. And, yeah, it's kept me out of the E50s, that very reason. Other than that, I would have been in there. So, I would, you know, to win Angler of the Year would get me right back in there, get me in the Classics, and, you know, that would be really important to me because I feel like I'm good enough to be there. I feel like I should be there.
Well, you've proven that over and over again. You know, there's been several classics you've been right in the hunt, the chance to win it, and you know, you just didn't get it done. But it was one of those things where, you know, you were right there ready to win it.
Exactly. I've been leading about everything you can think of. I've led invitationals. I've led top 150s. I've led the Classic. And now I've led the Angler Year Race. So that's, but always before something kind of happened right there, and almost, you know, it was close but no cigar. But this one here, I really want to win it, even if I'm not leading after second, third, fourth. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm shooting for. I really want to win that. I was actually went into this year wanting to win the FLW Angler of the Year. And I think maybe that was just because I'd won it before, and you get to feeling like, well, maybe that's something that I can win again. Now that with leading the BASS, that's what I want to win. That's exactly what I want to do this year, is win that Angler of the Year title.
Well, you know, amongst the anglers, and a lot of people talk about the Classic win and how important that is, and I know, you know, everybody argues back and forth which is more important, the Angler of the Year or the Classic, but in reality, amongst the anglers, I think they really think that that Angler of the Year thing is pretty important.
Amongst the anglers, it is. But now, as far as a prestige or, you know, monetary gain, the Classic is worth more to you in money than the Angler of the Year title is. But if you were wanting to win one, if they were both equal in those respects, I would imagine the fishermen you talk to would want to win that Angler of the Year. Because, like I say, they know it's, you don't get lucky in one day and win that. You have to catch it every day. And that's what's different between a Classic. You know, you have a couple good days to carry you through on a Classic, but that won't get you through an Angler of the Year title.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other a number of years, and, you know, I fished against each other in Kentucky and everywhere else, but you think about how things escalate. You know, you started, as you said, 6 years ago, thought, hey, if I can win one of these things and I can keep fishing, then you won the Angler of the Year race. But, you know, things kind of build on themselves, and it looks like right now, you know, that maybe being a little bit of a veteran, maybe, you know, looking at things that maybe out of a different eye than you have in years past, maybe it makes that Angler of the Year thing reachable.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you on that. You know, the more you're around this sport and the more you're involved in it, the more you kind of, you get a little more comfortable with it, knowing what your place is, where your position is. And I right now I feel like I like fishing both tours. I don't like being labeled an FLW guy any more than I like being labeled a BASS guy. I like being labeled a professional bass fisherman. And right now those are the tours that you need to be fishing if you're a pro fisherman. I'm not into labeling one guy one way or the other. And I'm comfortable with fishing both tours. Maybe if I was only fishing the one tour, I could focus a little bit more on one and maybe do better, but I don't really know that that's the case. I used to think that, especially at first, but now I'm thinking that just fishing more is exactly what I need to be doing, because I seem to do better when we fish more events than fewer.
Well, you know, you look at it now, and with Bass Change and everything they're doing, I'm sure FLW will be doing a lot of changes here in the next several months as well. But you're going to get a fish 12 months now, and you know, a guy like you that's pretty versatile, likes to flip a lot, likes to do a lot of the things you like to do, that ought to play into your hands pretty well.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, there's no better time to be a fisherman than right now. There has never been one. You know, the purses have went way up. We've got away from all the prizes. I mean, look, the changes that have been made in the past few years compared to what was made in the past 10 years are just, there's no comparison. It's, right now is the best time in the world, you know, through FLW getting involved as much as they did and coming out with that, it's really forced Bass's hand and, you know, to stay competitive with them. And in the end, the anglers have been the winners of that.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, David, there's a lot of people I pull for throughout the year. I know people from all over the country. You know, I get to talk to a lot of great anglers. But, you know, there's one of these guys, that you just look at this second place thing, this thing that's went on and on and on without the win. I can guarantee you're going to get one. The other thing is, I think this Angler of the Year thing is going to happen for you.
I appreciate it. I do, too. I really want to get that. I really want to win that. That's something I just feel like, you know, that would really satisfy what drives you. And, you know, to be a fisherman, you've got to be competitive. You know, to be a bass fisherman in the tournament levels, you must be competitive. You have to be. Because if you weren't, you know, you just show up, and if you don't catch any, you're fine, and you probably won't catch any. But if you really got that fire in your belly there, the one that really drives you, that's the one that'll put you over the top. And I still feel like I have that. I just, even more so now than I did when I started, I believe.
Well, David, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. And I tell you, all the anglers out there, we all check Bass Fan. We, you know, read it all the time. There's, you know, you guys do a great job. And thanks for having me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.